Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek in Masechta Shavuos, a very geshmaka perek, daf Lamed Amid Aleph, perek Shavuos Ha'edos. So Shavuos Ha'edos is a new sugya, and I think at first glance it's not surprising why the Gemara would discuss Shavuos Ha'edos. We're learning Masechta Shavuos. So we went from learning perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, which dealt primarily with Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. So we continue along discussing additional Shavuos, such as Shavuos Ha'edos. But as we'll see, Shavuos Ha'edos has another commonality with the previous sugyas in Masechta Shavuos, and that is that the halacha of Karban Oyle V'yoyred applied to Shavuos Ha'edos as well. As a matter of fact, in the end of Parashas Vayikra, where the Torah discusses the Karban Oyle V'yoyred, where the Torah mentions the halacha of Shavuos Bitui B'shoigik, Karban Oyle V'yoyred, where the Torah mentions the halacha of Tumas Mikdash V'kadashav. Sounds familiar? Karban Oyle V'yoyred. It's in that same parasha, the first pasuk that the Torah mentions the halacha of Shavuos Ha'edos. The pasuk says, "V'nefesh ki secheta v'shama kol Allah v'hu eid oira oyada im lo yagid v'nasa avoyne." It's one pasuk. Parashas Vayikra, Perikei, Pasuk Aleph, and that one pasuk makes up the entirety of Torah Shepik Sav as it relates to Shavuos Ha'edos. So what exactly is Shavuos Ha'edos? Shavuos Ha'edos begins with Reuven going over to Shimon, Shimon and Levi. Apparently, Reuven was in Din Torah, and Reuven felt that somebody owed him money. Bezdin said, bring Edom. Reuven had Edom, Shimon and Levi. They had both witnessed what Reuven claims to have happened. Reuven goes over to Shimon and Levi, and he says, will you come testify on my behalf in Bezdin? Shimon and Levi says, I don't know what you're talking about, Reuven. He says, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? You saw me lend money to Pliny. He owes me money. Bezdin said, I need Edom. You're my Edom. You were there. I don't know what you're talking about. They deny it. If they then ratchet it up and swear that they don't know Eidos, and whether they're mushba mipi atzmai or mushba mipi achirim, as we're going to see in the sugyas, but if they swear that they don't know Eidos, and it turns out that they swore falsely, the halacha is, in addition to all the terrible things that they did and all the averis that they were over, they have to bring a carbon. What's the carbon? It's a carbon oil of yayin. And as we're going to see, that carbon, Shavuos Ha'edos, this carbon oil of a yoyred is unique, because until now, all the oil of a yoyreds that we had were talking about somebody that didn't have erev b'shoigig. Shavuos Bitui, al zdoina yechayev makas, if it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it was always al shigigasa that you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'mezid yechayev karas o'malkas. It's only b'shoigig that you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. At first glance, this person swore b'mezid. He lied knowingly, he swore knowingly. Still, the halacha is, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, that he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. So that is the short version, the abridged version of the Shavuos Ha'edos. A few of the pratim that you just have to be aware of is, number one, the only time you have Shavuos Ha'edos is if the tefillah involved moments. Our example was an example of a moment. It's dafka, where the person that is being teveya the edim is someone that needs edim to try to save him money or to make him money. But if it doesn't involve mamon, there's no halacha Shavuos Ha'edos. Additionally, it's only true if he really needs the edim. Let's say there are other edim, then it could be you wouldn't have this halacha. The parash of Shavuos Ha'edos is all learned out from drashas, is dafka if it's edim and dafka if it's mamon. Regardless, on that note, zok demesh Shavuos Ha'edos. No, yeah, I guess by nashim pleibin nashim. The laws of Shavuos Ha'edos apply only to men, not to women. The Gemara is going to say because a woman is not kashal edos. So if a woman is pasul eidos, how could she be subject to the laws of Shavuos Ha'edos? At the end of the day, what is Shavuos Ha'edos? You're being teveya somebody who's a potential witness, and this person's denying being a witness. If that person is anyways pasul eidos, so it's a moot point. So it's neheges banashim v'lebi nashim berechayikim v'lebi kreivim. It can't be negeya karev, because a karev is also pasul eidos. B'ksheir v'lebi psulim. But more generally, it's only negeya people that are kosher. It's not negeya people that are pasul. Ve'inu neheges ele beruyin leheyid. It's only negeya someone that's roy to say eidos. Bifnei bezdin v'sh loy bifnei bezdin mi pi atzmai. If the person swore by himself, meaning the person said, I don't know Eidos, and he swore he doesn't know Eidos. Whether he denied knowing Eidos and swore that he doesn't know Eidos in front of Bezdin, or whether he did so shaloi b'fnei Bezdin, makes no difference. If, however, he himself didn't swear, but rather he was a mujba mipi acherim, we saw a little bit about that at the end of yesterday's daf, meaning the teveya, when he was teveya the nitfa, and told him, you know Eidos, and the person denied it. He said, really? Mashpia ni alecha, swear. And the person denied it again. He didn't say amen, because kol ha'oina amen achar ha'shvua, is kemoitzi shvuah mipiv dami. But even if he didn't say amen, where the halacha is that a mushba mipi acherim is considered a shvuah with regards to shvuah zedos, there is a nuance, however, in that mushba mipi atzmai, your chayiv, even if it happens outside of Bezdin, mushmi piacherim, ain chayovim, ad sheyichbru behem bebezdin divi rameiv. Chachamim, the chachamim argue, and they say, behem piatzmi, behem piacherim, ain chayovim, ad sheyichbru behem bebezdin. This whole showdown of Shavuos Eidos has to take place in Bezdin. If it doesn't take place in Bezdin, you're not going to have the halacha of Shavuos Eidos. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Chayovim, azodin ashvua, your chayiv, even if you're amazed. Why is that a chiddush? Like we spoke out in the intro. Because ordinarily, the carbon oil of a yoyred only applies to someone that doesn't have air b'shoikik. Tumas here there's a chiddush that shvuas ha'edos, you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred, even if you were a mezid. And even if you were a shoygig on some level, meaning you know that you're swearing falsely, but you're not familiar with all the halachas. So for example, you're not familiar with the halacha that if somebody is nichshol in shvuas ha'edos, that he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. Although sometimes that would constitute shoygig, over here it doesn't. It's still considered mezid, and the halacha is that you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. The ein on chayav and al shugah gasa, but you're not chayav if you do it b'shagig. So shvuas ha'edus you chayav b'mezid. That's a chiddush. But chiddush number two is you're only chayav b'mezid. If you're a pure shagig, you're going to be potter. What if you're a mezid conceptually? You're just not familiar with all the halachas. That's still considered mezid. You would be chayav carbon oil of a yoyred. Umahin chayav and al zodin ashvuah. Carbon oil of the yoyred. Zok the Gemara, mino ani milis. The first halacha of the Mishnah was shvuas ha'edus nayheges ba'anoshim v'loy benoshim. It applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. And the reason is because women are pasul ha'edus. Question is, mino ani milis, how do you know that a woman, an isha, is pasul ha'edus? The Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says dvarim yutes per pasuk yudzayin va'amdu shnei anoshim asher lohem ariv lifnei Hashem. So the pasuk is describing a court case. And the pasuk says, "Va'amdu shnei anashim," there will be two men standing there, asher lahem ariv, those that are fighting, they have this din Torah, this dispute. Lefnei Hashem, lefnei hakayhanim v'ashoiftim, and they're standing in front of who? They're standing in front of Bezin. Says the Gemara, when it says va'amdu shneyo anoshim be'edim akasim adabra, the pasuk is talking about the edim. Ato ima be'edim ayene elo be'balidinim. Really, it means the edim. I would think it means the balidinim. Kishuaymer, when the pasuk continues and says asher lohem hariv, the ones that are disputing kare balidinim amar. That's obviously referring to the balidinim. Hamani mekayim va'amdu shneyo anoshim. What does the pasuk then mean when it says va'amdu shneyo anoshim? So the way the Gemara is darshan in the pasuk, it's kedai to see it again inside. Va'amdu shneyo anoshim, asher lohem ariv. Va'amdu shneyo anoshim is referring to the edim. Asher lohem ariv is referring to the ones that are in dispute. Says the Gemara, from there you know that only an ish is kosher le'edos, but an ish is pasul le'edos. Because if the amdu shnei anoshim is referring to the eden, and how does the pasuk refer to them as anoshim? So you see that only a man can be an aid, a woman can't be an aid. Says the Gemara, if you're going to ask me a kasha on this, meaning you don't necessarily agree that the amdu shnei anoshim means eden, nemar kan shnei, v'nemar lahalun shnei, I have gzeir shavo as backup to what I'm saying. It says, and it says here, and just like in that other pasuk, it's before it's Alpishnei Edim, so too, when it says, it means two Edim. Says the Gemara, what's this kasha that you could have asked? Again, the Brisa said, means Edim. How do you know it means Edim? Because when the pasuk continues and says, that's referring to the Balidinim. So, must be referring to Edim. And if you can ask me a kasha on that, I have a teretz. What's my teretz? I know for sure va'amdu shnei anoshim is edim. Because it says shnei, and I have gzeir shava from the pasuk, al pi shnei edim, or al pi shloisha edim yakum davar. What's this theoretical, hypothetical question that we could have asked? V'chitem, you're going to ask, midalei kasa va'asher lehem ariv, kulei krab ba'alidim nishtoi. Right, if you read the pasuk, without this braisa, you would think to the contrary. Va'amdu shnei anoshim, asher lohem ariv. Asher lohem ariv is describe, that's the description of who the shnei anoshim are. Meaning, had it said v'amdu shnei anoshim v'asher lehem ariv, then it sounds like we're talking about two groups of people. So being that v'asher lehem ariv is the balidinim, v'amdu shnei anoshim must be the Edom. But it doesn't say Ve'asher lehem ariv. It says Asher lehem ariv. So to the contrary, it sounds like it's actually the same group of people. So how could you tell me that being that Asher lehem ariv is Bali Edom, that must mean Vamdu Shnei Anoshim is the Edom? That's the question that the Gemara could have asked. Nemar kan shnei v'nemar lahan l'shnei ma'lahan l'meidav kan be'edom. The teretz is V'gzei reshav. So a braisa that tells me that Isha is pasul le'edos. How do I know that? Because it says Vamdu Shnei Anoshim, Anoshim v'lo Anoshim. And what does Vamdu Shnei Anoshim mean? It means Edim. How do you know it means Edim? Because Hashem Lohem Ariv, the next few words, is referring to the Baal Edim. Obviously, V'am Dushnei Anoshim means Edim. Tan Yudach another writes, V'am Dushnei Anoshim Edim, HaKosim Medaber, Ato Ime Be'edim, Ayner Lo Baal Edim. How do you know it's talking about Edim? Maybe it's talking about Baal Edim. V'chishnayim bom ladin, shloishayim bom ladin. If the Pasuk means the Baal Edim, why would you say two? Edus is a halach of two. So I understand why the Pasuk says that they were two. Because they were Edom. Edom needs to be minimum two. But when you're dealing with a din Torah, with a court case, mechateis, it's two people, there could be 10 people involved. There could be partners. There could be a lot of different nuances in a din Torah. Why two? Must be, we're talking about Edom. It says, Anoshim v'lei Noshim. That's a raya. That Noshim are says the Gemara. Now, if you can ask me a question on this drasha, I have a teretz. My backup is I know the emdu shnei anoshim anyways means eidim because of the gzeir shavah shnei. My nafshach loymer. What's the question we would have asked on this pshat? You're going to tell me your raya that the emdu shnei anoshim means eidim is because it says shnei, and if the bali dinim. Who says they should be limited to two? But maybe b'teveh v'nitfa kam yishtoikra. Maybe when we say shnei anoshim, we don't mean two people. We mean the two parties. There's always two parties. There's the plaintiff. There's the defendant. There's the teveya. There's the nitfa. There's the mazik. There's the nizik. Right. So there's always two parties. Now each party could be made up of a group of people. But the reason the Torah would refer to them as two is not because they're two individuals per se, but because they're two parties. So I don't think that's a raya. Says the Gemara of amdu shnei anoshim yizaidim. The teretz is nema kan shnei, but nema lahalun shnei malahalun beidin afkan beidin. Meaning doesn't matter. I have backup anyways. I anyways have exerish shabbatan. You a third brayso of amdu shnei anoshim beidin makosam medaber at oimi beidin mayen elu bevalidim amrid v'chia anoshim bon lodin anoshim ein boyus lodim. Only men come to din Torah. Women don't go to din Torah. So if it says anoshim, why should it be referring to Bali Dinim? Or why would the Torah say Anoshim if it's referring to Bali Dinim? Must be, it's referring to Edim. And Kamash Malon, that Edim are possible Edim. You can ask me, Akasha, I have a Torah. It's Nemakan, Shneim, Nemalhan, Shneim, Malhan, Edim. I've come Edim. I'm Nafshachalim. What's the question you're going to ask me on this Pshat? Sounds like a nice pshat. V'amdu shnei anoshim, we're probably talking about Edim. Because if we're talking about Bali Dinim, why would the Torah say men? Women sometimes also have to go to court. There's a lot of halachas of chayshem mishpat that involve women. Says the Gemara. Because v'chitem, you're going to tell me isha lav urcha. Even though it's true, a woman technically can go to court. She could be a teveya, she could be a nitva, she could have claims, she has chayshem mishpat rights, etc. But it's not the derech, mishon. Because the pasuk says, "Kol kvuda bas melech benimah." The derech for a woman is to be at home, to be a tznua. So I would have thought, "Sol kadaita chamina," that being that there's an idea of kol kvuda bas melech benimah. So it's not the derech for a woman to be in court. So the Torah said, "V'amdu shnei anoshim," as if we're referring to men, not because it has to be men, but because diber hakasev b'lashon hayva. Right, the same reason the Torah discusses the halachas of shor shenagach with a shor, even though it's true if a cat did it. Because Dibra Akas, Balashan Oiva. So too, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, because that's what's usual and customary, but not necessarily because that's the way it has to be. So again, you have no right from the fact that it says Anoshim that we're not talking about Bali Din, we're talking about Edim. The Teretz is Nemekan Shnei, V'nem Alahamun, Shnei, Ma'alahamun, Edim, Afkan, Edim. Bottom line is the Gemara brought three brises that were all very, very similar. Each brisa had a different Makar, how it is we know that when the Torah says Va'amdu Shnei Anoshim in the context of a Din Torah, we're referring to Edim and not Bali Dinim. The first price is said, because Bali Dinim are mentioned in the Pasuk. It says, V'amdu shnei anoshim asher lehem ariv. Asher lehem ariv is the Bali Dinim. What then does V'amdu shnei anoshim mean? It must mean the Edim. The second price said, the Makar is from the fact that it says shnei. V'amdu shnei anoshim, if it means Bali Dinim, why are we limiting it to two? Edim needs to be two, so that's why you would say for Amdu Shnei Anoshim, because usually Edim is two, even though you could have more Edim, but that's the minimum share at least. But when it comes to a Din Torah, what does two have to do with anything? Being that two has nothing to do with it, must be that we're referring to Edim. And the third Braisa said that the makor is from the fact that it says anoshim. If we're talking about bali dinim, why does it have to be men? Why can't it be women? Bottom line is, the Gemara said that there's kashas you can ask on all three of these pshatim, but at the end of the day, nemar kanshne, nemar lahalam al pishne edim, mal lahalam be'edim afkam be'edim. So the bottom line is, va'amdu shnei anoshim is referring to edim, and it says anoshim v'lo anoshim. That's the makor that women are posel edus. That's how we know that shvuas edus noyheges ba'anoshim. V'loy benoshim, a very straightforward gemara. But before we go weiter, two bomba kashas. The first kasha is Reb Kiveger's kasha. Fake Reb Kiveger. So the Mishnah says, Shvuas Eidus Neheges Ba'anoshim V'loy benoshim. Why? Because Noshim Apostle Eidus. Because the Pasuk says, V'andu Shneyo Anoshim, Anoshim V'loy Noshim. Fake Reb Kiveger. The Gemara says later, in Perek Shvuas Eidus, that you have the aloch of Shvuas Eidus, Be'edos Isha. So let's say there's a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam and she hasn't heard from him in years. And as a result, she's an Aguna. She wants to get married, but she can't. She's an Aguna. She hears that there's somebody that knows Eidos to the fact that her husband's not alive anymore. And if this person will come to Bezdin and testify in front of Bezdin that her husband died, she won't be an Aguna anymore. She's going to be able to get married. She goes over to this person. She's Teveya. She says, Reuven, will you please come to Bez and testify by the half? I've been living by myself as an Aguna for so many years. I want to get married. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know Eidos. And then he swears he doesn't know Eidos. And we find out afterwards that he swore falsely. The parasha Shvuas Eidos is noy. And it's a little bit of a chiddush. There is a little bit of a chiddush because we said that the only time you have Shvuas Eidos is when we're dealing with Mamre. And over there, we're dealing with Eidos Isha. But says the Gemara, being that there are Mamre-nist implications in Eidos Isha, it's Negeir Ksuva. So that it is Negeya Mamoin. The halacha is it's considered a shvu on Tiras Mamoin. Bottom line is that Lamdus will say for later in the parak. But for now, shvu is the Eidus is Neheges Afilu be Eidus Isha. Frekab Kiveger, we know that Eidus Isha, the Chachamim made a lot of kulois. Mishum Eguna Akilu be Rabbanon. The Chachamim made a lot of kulois. One kula is that an Eid Echad is believed. Another kula is even apostle, even someone that ordinarily wouldn't be Kashal Eidus, is Kashal Eidus when it comes to Eidus Isha. For example, a woman. An Isha that ordinarily is Pasal Eidus is Kashal. It's a freak of Kiveger. The Gemara says Shvuas Eidos Neheges Ban Noshim V'Loi Benoshim. It's the first halacha in Perek Shvuas Eidos. Why? V'Amdu Shneyo Anoshim. Anoshim and Be'edim Akosim Medaber. So we know that a woman is Pasal Eidos. But freak of Kiveger, a woman is Kashal Eidos Be'edos Ish. And by Eidos Ish, you also have the halacha of Shvuas Eidos. So why is Shvuas Eidos not Neheges Ban Noshim? It should be Neheges Ben Noshim. In a case of Eidos Ish, Bishleimo, if there was a Makar and a Miut to be Mema'it Noshim from the parish of Shvuas Eidos Memela. But there's no Miut of Noshim in the parish of Shvuas Eidos. The only reason Shvuas Eidos is Neheges by Noshim Vilei Ben Noshim says the Gemara, Minoani Mili, because Noshim Apostle Eidos. Meaning, says Rabbi Kiveger, if I found a Hechatimtsa that in each is Kashal Eidos, and it's a case that could relate to Shvuas Eidos, Lachurid it be Shvuas Eidos Ben Noshim. Fake Rabbi Kiveger, I found it. Eidos Isha has Shvuas Eidos on the one hand, Noshim HaKosher le Eidos Isha on the other hand, why then is there no Parashah Shvuas Eidos be Eidos Isha? Says Reb Kiveger, and we spoke at this Kiveger in great detail, the last daf of the first parak of Masechtas Makis, Makis Daf Zayin, says Reb Kiveger, that it's true that an Isha is Nemenes when it comes to Eidos Isha, but she's not Nemenes Beteris Eid. She's Nemenes Beteris Umdana. Those are the words. Meaning, it's true that the Chachamim said a chiddush that we believe in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. But the gather of how we believe the Eid Echad, here's the lumdus, will depend on whether this Eid Echad is otherwise a kosher Eid, or this Eid Echad is otherwise a posel Eid. If this Eid Echad is otherwise a kosher Eid, like a regular man who's kosher Eidos, so there we say he's believed B'teiras Eid. Even though ordinarily al pishnayim edim yakum davar, al pishnei edim ay al pishloish edim yakum davar, over here be'edus isha there's a chiddush that we believe in, even though he's only an eidach. But if you have someone walking to Bezdin that's never a kosher eid, there's no chiddush atayra that says that by eidus isha now we're suddenly going to believe this person as an eid. That doesn't make any sense. If this person is not an eid, this person is not an eid. Now we're not going to accept this person's testimony b'toyras eidus now either. Why then is the person believed b'toyras umdana? We can accept it as circumstantial evidence. towards the case that this man is actually dead. And Bezal will take that into consideration, not because they heard a Hagodas Eidus from an Eid. This person's not an Eid. If this person is not an Eid by regular Eidus Mammon, by regular Eidus Nefashis, by regular Eidus Dovashab Erva, this person's not going to be considered an Eid by Eidus Ish either. The reason Bezal will act upon it is because Beis Din has a right to take what this person said into consideration. And that's the chiddush of Eidus Isha, afilu Eidachar, afilu Eid Pasul, that it can establish an umdana. It can establish good evidence in the eyes of Beis Din, that Beis Din has a right to act upon it, but not the Torah say. Zaktub Kivegir, in order to be subject to the laws of Shavuos, the Eidus, you have to be an Eid. V'im lo yagid v'nasa avinu, the Pasuk says. You have to be someone that could have walked into Beis Din and testified, b'toiras Eid, where your Eidus would have been an Eidus. It's over there if you don't do it, and you deny it, and you swear you're subject to the laws of Shavuos, the Eidus. So an Eid, echod be'Eidus Isha, that would be believed b'toiras Eid, has the parasha of Shavuos, the Eidus. But Isha, who the Eidos Isha would not be believed, but Torah said she is no different than any other piece of evidence that you might have. You can find DNA, or you can have an Isha walk into Beis Din. She's evidence. That's all she is. But she's not an Eid. If she's not an Eid, she's not subject to the Halachas of Shavuos Eidos. But Kveger says the same would be true with regards to Hazava, with regards to whether if somebody comes and is Mazin, this Eid Echod, the Eidos Isha. Do you have the halachas of Azama, or do you not have the halachas of Azama? So we spoke at a Ktsois, again, Dav Zayin and Masechtas Makis, some fester Eid. But is there Hazama, the Eidos Isha, says Reb Kveger, depends. If the Eid would otherwise be an Eid Kosher, so then you would have the halachas of Azama. But if the Eid is an Eid Pasul, and now we're just believing this Eid Pasul, the Eidos Isha, you don't have the halachas of Azama. Why not? Because Azama also requires Eidos. This a parish of Azama for Eidos. There's no parish of Azama if there's no Eidos. And it's for that reason the halacha is going to be that this Eid isn't going to be believed. Mechas Chinuch says the same Yisoid regarding the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that the Loisase of Loisane Bereyache Eid Shakar is Neheges Bescharim. For loy ben akevis, Reb Kveger asks, so why is loisana breyache et shaker neheges be schar veloy ben akevis? Frank the Michas Chinuch lechura pasha yotami because a woman is pasul edus. That's what the Chinuch says. The problem is women aren't always pasul edus. A woman could be kashal edus, such as edus isha. Says the Michas Chinuch the same aside. A woman is kashal edus isha, but she's not nemenes peteras eid. She just represents evidence. Loisana breyache et shaker is when you're an eid shaker, when you're an eid. Being that she's not an eid, and even when she's believed b'toyra seid echad, it's not b'toyra seid echad. It's merely as a vehicle, as a hecha timtza, to provide evidence to Beis Din. It's for that reason she wouldn't be subject to the halachas of leisana b'reyache et shaker. So there would be no shvuos eidos, there would be no hazama, and there would also be no leisana b'reyache et shaker. That's the first art. The second art is the first toisvus in the parak. Toisvus asks Akasha, tape. And my tzarech krod the evit pasul leedus with perak achayvul. The Gemara in perak achayvul, while the kama da peches brings a pasuk that an evit kanani is pasul leedus. Freaked Tosfos, the why do you need a pasuk to tell me that an evit is pasul leedus? Typically, mishum gamrina la mami isha. We know that any mitzvah that a woman has, an evit kanani has. Any mitzvah that a woman doesn't have, an evit kanani doesn't have. And the truth, why? Because it says law, the cost of law sefer krisos oichu fasha law by an eved law. We compare the halachas of an isha to the halachas of eved kanani. And the truth is, this hekesh goes beyond just mitzvahs. There's a lot of halachas that you have with regards to eved kanani and isha that mirror each other. Bottom line is, there's a hekesh law mi isha. It's a freak toisvus. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that an eved kanani is pasul eidos? Typically, if a woman is pasul leedos, now you have the heck zereshava of law lami isha to teach me that a evet kanani would be pasul leedos as well. So I was thinking, just al derech achidud, maybe to say a little bit of a pshat, and that is based on a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. We learned together in the end of Masechtas Makis, so we learned the halachas of Bal Tashchis. Of your zake, not bal tashchis, don't throw food in the garbage, but bal tashchis, you're not allowed to be mashchis, you're not allowed to shave with a razor. And we went through the halachas of loy sakifu. The Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Beis says as follows. Ha'isha shegolcha pas roisha ish, oisha niskalcha ptura. A woman does not have to have payas. Shenemar, loy sakifu pas roishchem, Because the pasuk put the isser of leisakifu pas reishchem in the same pasuk as the isser of leisashches as pasuk ganecha, and we darshin kol sheyesh nebebal tashches yesh nebebal takif. The isha ain't bebal tashches alfish ain't lazak. Whoever has the isser of bal tashches zekoncha has the isser of leisakifu pas reishchem. Being that a woman doesn't have the isra of Ashkos Zakeh, why? Because she doesn't grow a beard. So it's for that reason she doesn't have the isra of Balsakifu. Says the Rambam, Achidish. Lefichach, it's for that reason, Ha'avodim, slaves, Hoyul v'yesh lehem Zakein, Asura Barkov. Even though, says the Rambam, we know that always every Kanani is hookish to an Isha. Lola mi Isha. So based on that, just like a woman doesn't have an obligation to have payas, right? Didn't every Kanani have payas? So says the Rambam, you would think that every Kanani doesn't either have to have payas. Kamash Malon, that even an Eved Kanani has to have payas. Why? Because zil baser taima. What's the reason that a woman is excluded from leisakifu pas roishchem? It's because we're makish leisakifu pas roishchem to leisashches as pasik ganecha. A woman doesn't have a beard, but mele she doesn't have leisakifu. So zil baser taima. A evet knani, he's a man, he can grow a beard, and as a result, he will have the iser of leisakifu pas roishchem. In other words, the Rambam's saying a phenomenal chiddush. The Rambam says that even though there's lo lo meisha, so that says that anytime a woman is potter from something, a man is potter from something as well, or Eved Kanani is potter from something as well, but at the same time, you have to look at the root cause, and you have to ask yourself, why is a woman potter? And if the reason that a woman is potter is exclusive to Nashim, somehow, that says that there's no la me'isha, and an Eved Kanani will not be potter, and Eved Kanani will be chayev. It's Yidua, we all know the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtes Chagiga. It's something that's mentioned throughout Shas. The infamous Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrim. The Mishnah says that there was a machlokes b'shami b'sol had a deal with a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. Misha chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. So what is the halacha? Eved as rabbi yoymechad v'zatz yoymechad v'ri b'sol. B'sol said, well, you own yourself 50%. The other half of you is owned by somebody else. So one day you're going to work for yourself. The next day you're going to work for somebody else. Right? Sunday you work for him. Monday, that's how you work it out. I'm a little bit Shammai. So Shammai told Beisil, well, tikantem es rabbi. It's very nice that you worked out the financial situation. So he's a chetzi eved, he's a chetzi ben chayrin. So financially you can work out. He keeps 50 cents of every dollar that he earns. Very nice. But as atzmoi loy tikantem, there's other implications as well. How is this person supposed to get married? Lisa Shivcha, should he marry a Shivcha? Yefsha, that he can't do. Shekvar Chetzi Eved, because he's a Chetzi Eved. To marry Baschayr, he can't do that either. So, who's he supposed to get married? And should he not get married, Dr. Mishra? That's not an option. Because Le Soyu Vero, Le Shevis Yitzor, Yeshaya Perak Memhei. It's not an option not to get married. Elo Koyfen Es Rabbi, Vois Oise Ben Chayrim, Vokoysev Shtar Chetzi Doma, and the Mishnah says, Vachodru Beisilu Lohiris Kedibri Besham. See, he had someone that was a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chayrim, and this guy's trying to, what are you supposed to do with him? So Beisil said, just give him 50 cents of every dollar that he earns. Beis Shammai says, no, that's going to resolve the financial situation. But how's this person supposed to get married? He can't marry anybody. He's a chatzi eved, he can't marry bas chayim. He's a chatzi ben chayim, he can't marry a shivcha. Not to get married, that's not an option. You know why? Because they say overall the Shevet Yisrael. Freit Tosfos, Akashas, Tosfos in a bunch of places in Shas. Freit Tosfos, the Mishnah wanted to say, Beis Shammai wanted to say that not getting married isn't an option. What's the raya? Yishaya memhei? It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Peruvu. Why do we have to jump to Leisovar Al-Shevis Yitzara? What happened to Peruvu? So Tosfos has a whole arichos whether Avodim have Peruvu or Avodim don't have Peruvu. It's a Tosfos in Perak HaShalech, Gittin Memheim Beis. It's a Tosfos in Chagiga, Dav Beis Amin Beis. It's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. This Tosfos appears in many, many places in Shas. Where Tosfos has a suffix whether an Eved Kanani has Peruvu, it's in that context of the Chatzi Eved to Chatzi Ben Chayrin, or not. Freit the Turi Eved, I don't understand. What's the Shaila? Noshim we know don't have a mitzvah approval. That's Poshet. Machlokes Rabbi Yechim Reikin the Chachamim in the end of Perek Abba Yevimtei Mesechtes Yevamis. We passing like the Chachamim that women don't have a mitzvah approval. If a woman doesn't have a mitzvah approval, then an Eved should neither have a mitzvah approval because of La La Meisha. So what's Tosfos Suffolk whether or not an Eved Kanani has a mitzvah approval or doesn't have a mitzvah approval? There's no Suffolk. It's Poshet that an Eved Kanani doesn't have a mitzvah approval because a woman doesn't have a mitzvah approval. Zok the Shagasayeh, Zok the Turi Eved, Veniru Loimar. Maybe Tosfos felt like the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Avodah Zarah that says that the only time an Eved Kanani doesn't have a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have is if there's no reason unique to women why the woman doesn't have this mitzvah. But let's say there's a unique reason, like the Isser Peis, which is related to the Isser don't shave with a razor, and women don't have beards, so they're not shaykh to the Isser of Losashchus Pas Konchem, and male, they don't have this Peis. Oh, so then we'll say it. Every Kanani who does have a beard, he does have the Isser of Losakifu. Is Yesh Loima the same thing over here? Because why doesn't a woman have Pruvu? It's a Gemara. The atem pruvu umilu es haaretz v'kiv shua. And noshim she darkon lichboish, they have a mitzvah pruvu. Noshim she ain't darkos lichboish, they don't have the mitzvah pruvu. And Eved Kanani went to war, shenemo. They probably put him on the front row. See, he definitely went to war. So being that he's darkos lichboish, he doesn't have the siba why a woman is potter. If he doesn't have the siba why the woman's potter, bottom line is we have a gevaldik yisoid over here. We have a yisoid that even though there's lola mi'isha, but at the same time, if there's a reason that's unique to women, why a woman wouldn't have this mitzvah proof, or wouldn't have a mitzvah, then you would not say the halacha of Lala Miisha. Based on that, let me tell you an unbelievable Yalkut Shemayni. The Yalkut Shemayni is in Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. The context over there is the three malachim, they come to Avraham Avinu, to be mevaka choyla, and then they give him a besura toiva. The besura toiva is, shoyv osha ve'lecha ke'ez chaya ulesara bein. And Sarah overhears this. And the pasuk says, v'titzchak Sarah bekir b'lemer. Sarah started laughing. Achrei b'loisi hoisali edna v'adoi nizake. I'm so old, my husband's so old. What, at this stage in our life, we didn't have children. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to have children. V'yem Hashem al Avraham. Hashem comes to Avraham. Lomo zetzochak l'sara lemer. He tells Avram what Sarah did. Why was Sarah laughing? Why did she scoff at what these malachim said? She doesn't believe in the Moifes? She doesn't believe it's possible? Shuas Hashem k'herifayim? Haf omdam elev anizokanti? Hayupoli me'asham davar? What? Is it beyond the scope of my abilities for me to be able to gebench Sarah with a child? Says the pasuk, v'techachesh Sarah lemer. But Sarah denied it. She said, loy tzachakti ki yareya, because she was afraid. V'yoymer loy. Hashem told it's not true. You really did laugh. Says the Yalkut Shemayni. It's one line. This is the makar that women apostle ledas. Because you see that Sarah wasn't truthful. Sarah denied what happened. Sarah did not tell the truth. Sarah had laughed when she heard this basura because she didn't believe it was going to happen. And as a result, she got scared. And what happened, Machnasira? Vatichachesh Sarah lemer loitzachakdi ki yoreya. Says the Yalkut Shemayni. You see from here that women on some level can't be trusted in the sense that when they're afraid, they're going to deny something that's really, really true. Vatichachesh Sarah lemer loitzachakdi ki yoreya. This wasn't an isolated incident, but this is representative. And it's for that reason, says the Yalkut Mikan, don't repeat this at the Shabbos table, Shanoshim Psula Isleidus, that women are Psula Eidus. It's based on this pasuk, Vatichachish Sara Leimar. If that's the case, Yesh Loimar, it's unique to women, as I do with men. Oh, it has nothing to do with men. That maybe just like the Rambam said in Bergimetz of Chazvay Dezara, that Eved Kanani has Loisakifu Pasreichem, because the reason women don't have it is something that's unique to women. And just like the Shagas Aryeh Gevaldik said, that Tosfos has it sad to say that maybe Eved Kanani is chayiv in Puruvu, despite the fact that women are part of Puruvu. Because the underlying reason is unique to women, not to men. Yesh Loimar. The reason that an Isha's Pasul Eidus based on this Yalkut Shemayni is something that's unique to women. It has nothing to do with men. Based on that, you wouldn't have Lala Mi'isha. If you don't have Lala Mi'isha, that's the Teretz Tosfos Kasha. That's why we need another pasuk in Perek Achayvu, Bava Kamada, Pechesam and Alf, to tell me that even though there's low la la mi'isha, still an Eved Kanani is going to be pasul eidus. Tanu Rabbanu. So we had here a pasuk, Va'amdu Shneya Anoshim, Be'idim Akasim Adaber, it says Anoshim, V'loi Noshim, and that's the makar that women are pasul eidus, says the Gemara Brais. You learn from here that there's a mitzvah for the Balidinen to stand. Because it says, Va'amdu shnei anosh. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree with that halach. Shamati, I heard, Shem ratzu lahoshev shnei ma'yishivin. If the Balidinen want to sit, they can sit. Is that asur? What is asur? Shlihei echad oimed echad yosh. For one to stand and one to sit, that's not good. Or echa medabri kol tzarkai. Or if the judge is going to allow one of the parties to say whatever he wants to say, the echad oimed lekatzed v'rach, the other way says, we'd like you to please be brief. So that's already not correct. But there's no halacha that both have to stand. Just be consistent. Don't tell one person, you have to stand, and the other person allowed to sit. So it's machlokes in the Braisa, right? For umdu shnei anoshim mitzvah lebalidinim sheyamdu. Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard differently. Shamati, I heard there's no mitzvah for the balidinim to stand. There's just a mitzvah to make sure that they're on an even playing field, but that they should both have to stand. Not what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara is going to say it on Amud Beis, but in case you're in suspense and you can't wait until Amud Beis, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like the whole Gemara we just learned, that Va'amdu Shnei Anashim is not referring to the Bali Dinim. The Edom HaKasim Medaber. So it's true, there's a Makar that the Edom have to stand, but the Bali Dinim not. At the same time, there's a new halacha. There's a halacha that one shouldn't stand and one shouldn't sit. But as it relates to Va'amdu Shnei Anashim, that there should be a din that you should both have to stand, the Edom HaKasim Medaber, it's not referring to Bali Dinim. Tan Rabban, and what is that other Makar? It's this Bryce. Sadik Tish Badam Yisecho. So it's not learned out from Va'amdu Shnei Anashim, because again, that's Be'edim HaKasim Medaber. But at the same time, don't have one stand, one sit, because it says B'tzedek Tish B'dam Yisecho. Another pshat, another halacha that we learn from B'tzedek Tish B'dam Yisecho, Havidonis Chavercho L'Kav Schus. We'll see more about that later. That we're not talking about Bezdin necessarily. Every person, if you see your friend do something, you can judge him favorably, or you can judge him in the reverse. B'tzedek tish b'tam yisecha teaches me, havidonis chavercha l'kavzchus. Tanu Rav Yosef, b'tzedek tish b'tam yisecha, im sha'at itcha b'toyro v'mitzvahs, hishtadu l'dayna yafa. That if somebody comes to you to the Torah, and he's a Talmud Chacham, he's someone that's with you, in Torah, in mitzvahs, he's a ben Torah, he's echa b'mnei chabura, so y'dayna yafa. Make sure you treat him well when it comes to paskining your shayla. Treat him the right way, says Rashi. What does that mean? It doesn't mean chan for him or anything of that sort, as the Gemara is about to say. But what it means is that if you have two dinei Torah in front of you, one is from Echa b'mnei Chabura, Chashev Yindaman, and the other one is not, then you should be partial towards the one that's Chashev. But it doesn't mean in the actual court case you should judge him unfavorably, because that's a problem on many different levels. Rav Ula Breid, Rav Eloi, Havali Dita Kamid, Rav Nachman. Rav Ula Breid, Rav Eloi, once had to go to a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Shalke, Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told him, Ula Chaveirenu, Amas Patayr V'mitzvahs. You know, there's a Yid, Ula, he's coming to you now. I want you to know he's a Chashev, a younger man. Amar, so Rav Nachman heard that. He said, L'may Shalachli, why would Rav Yosef tell me that? Meaning, Rav Yosef heard that this Yid, Rav Ula Breid Rav Eloi, was going to have a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef sends him a memo, and he tells him, I'm just giving you a heads up, that there's someone who's coming to you for a court case. He's a very, very Chashev a person. Nachman understood and meant you should take good care of him. Boy, you're supposed to chanf him, hadaram, and then he realized what he meant, lemishra betigra. He meant that if there's two dinei Torah in front of you, you should paskin his first, like we just said. Meaning, be partial towards him, but not in the actual, don't be corrupt. Inami l'shuda d'dayni, in a case where Bezdin has the right, they have the option to paskin and decide whatever they want to do. So then, know that he's a Talmud Chacham, maybe factor that into your consideration. There are times where there's really no Shulchan Aruch, where the halacha is, shuda d'dayni. Machlik is Rashi Tosis throughout Chas, what Shudah D'dayni is. Does it mean whatever you want, it's a Hefkervel? Or does it mean they should try to figure out what they think the right answer is? Meaning, follow your gut or do whatever you want. Regardless, in a case of Shudah D'dayni, that's where it would play itself out, that this person was a Choshvit. Amarullah. So we had a Machlokes regarding the Bali Dinim. Do the Bali Dinim have to stand? That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have to stand. Just, you shouldn't have one stand and one sit. Machlokes the Bali Dinim, Machlokes the Bali Dinim. Abba Be'edim, like we said, Divrei Yaakov Be'amida, Dechsev, Amdu Shnei Anash. Meaning, it says Va'amdu Shnei Anash. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't deny that. Rabbi Yehuda just holds v'amdu shnei anoshim be'edim akasim medaber, so there'll be a mitzvah for the edim to stand. The Tanakama holds v'bali dinim akasim medaber, so the mitzvah is for the bali dinim to stand. But everybody agrees that someone has to stand. It's either the bali dinim or the edim. It depends on how you darshan v'amdu shnei anoshim. Amar avinu machlokes b'shas ma'aseh matan. The machlokes whether the bali dinim have to stand or don't have to stand is only during the ma'aseh matan. Abu b'shas gemar din. When it comes to the gemar din, the v'yakol dayanim b'yeshiva bali dinim. Everybody agrees that the dayanim sit and the bali dinim stand. So the buzz is that Moshe was sitting, the Am was standing, that was Bishas Gmardin, the Gemara assumes, and therefore you learn from here a halacha that when it comes to the Gmardin, the Dayan sits and the Bali Dinim stand. That's not disputable. The Machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is Bishas Masu Matlish Nachrin. Another Braisa that says the same thing, albeit from a different source. Machlekes Bishas Masu Matlish. Abu Bishas Gmardin, Divya Kol, Dayanim, Yeshiva, Bali Dinim, Bamid. Why? The Edim, everyone agrees, has to stand. Or even Rav Yehuda was Moida that the Edim had to stand. And Kigmardin Damu. Meaning, Rav Yehuda held that it was only the Bali Dinim that didn't have to stand. The Edim did have to stand. Now the Edim, as soon as they say their Edim, they're done. The Baal Edim have to hang around. They have to hear the verdict. But the Edim, they call them in to issue testimony, and then they're dismissed. They don't have to be in court anymore. So their Haggadah's Edim is the equivalent of their personal Gemara Din. That's where their part of this ends. And being that their part of it ends with the Haggadah, it's their Gemara Din, and they have to stand. So you see from here that Peshas, the Gemara Din of each individual aspect of the court case, there's a Din Amida. So too the Bali Dinim, Peshas, their Gemara Din, will have to stand as well. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Amdu Shnei Anoshim, the Edom HaKazim Adab, it's not referring to the Bali Dinim, but at the same time, it's a loss of time. And the Edom have to stand. Why? Presumably because it's their Gemara Din. So to the Baal Edinim, they'll have to stand during their Gemardim. So to the Gemardim, the Rav Huna, Habal Edinim, come to Rav Nachman. Rav Huna's wife once had a gum to a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Amar, Rav Nachman said, Heichi Na'avid, what should I do when Rav Huna's wife walks in the door? I'ekem mikama, should I stand up for her? Mistatman tanose de Baal Dina. If I'm going to give kavod to Rav Huna's wife, it's going to intimidate the other Baal Din, and that's not good. Lo ikem mikama, should I not stand up for her? Eishes chaver harei kechaver. She's the wife of a Talmud Chacham. And the wife of a Talmud Chacham, you have to give kavod. Amar leil shamoi. So he told us, Gabbai, tseva africhalai bar avza. Have an etza. That when it comes time for me to have to stand up for his wife, take a goose and throw it into the courtroom in my direction. I'm going to jump up. It's going to look like I'm jumping up. Yeah, this is 101. Come on. Never tried this? It's going to look like I'm jumping up because of the goose. But really, I'm standing up for her. Veshadi lavei ve'ekov. Taisus asks, by the way, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that the only time you mekayim this mitzvah of kavod when you stand up, if the person realizes you're standing up for them, it has to be a kima sheyesh bahidur. But if it's not a kima sheyesh bahidur, you're not mekayim. Frank Taisus, this wasn't a kima sheyesh bahidur. So Taisus says in the second teretz that Rav Nachman knew that Rav Huna's wife was a Balas Kishrin, and he knew that she was going to chop everything that was going on, so he wasn't worried about that. But the Gemara asks Akasha that this is only going to help for the earlier parts of the court case, meaning we're based on the halacha of Hidur, Rav Nachman would have a chiv to stand up, so throw in the goose, oldest trick in the books. You stand up and everything is going to be fine. But the Gemara asks, what was Rav Nachman going to do b'shas the Gemara Din? Because b'shas the Gemara Din, the Baal Edinim have to stand up and the Dayan still has to sit. The problem is when the Baal Edinim stand up, now Rav Nachman has a chiv to stand up for this Eishes Chaver and he can't stand up. You can't even throw a goose at it. He has to sit. Dayana b'yeshiva. So what's he going to do at that point? When the Baal Edinim stand up, b'shas Gemara Din, and he has to sit. So he doesn't have the option to stand. But at the same time, he has a chiv hidur. So the Gemara says, the Yosef, come on the Shoyim, the sign what he should do is, he should be like in a kneeling position. He should sit as if he's taking his shoes off. For Omar and say, yish pleni at the zakka, yish pleni at the chayiv. So there's this semi-compromised position that the halacha would be, that's what you're supposed to be in. Let's say a Talmud Chacham and Amoritz come together in front of Bezin for a Din Torah. So you tell the Talmud Chacham to sit, that's for sure. And the Amoritz you also tell to sit. Let's say that Amoritz wants to get up, less slumber. Even though you're creating this imbalance in court, it doesn't matter. You tell him to sit, that you do your hishtavos. Rav bar Shravya, Havali Dina Kamed Rapop. Rav, the son of Shravya, had a din Torah in front of Rapapa. Usve, he told him to sit. Va'isiv nami lebal dine. And he told the bal din to also shlich the beidina, shlich pezdin came, botash beiv ukme la amaretz. So this other person was an amaretz. Rav bar Shravya was a Talmud Chacham. This other bal din was an amaretz. He went and he kicked the amaretz. What are you doing sitting? Give kavod to Rav bar Shravya. He's a Talmud Chacham. He should sit. And you should stand. For the only Rapapa didn't say anything. Frank the Gemara, Hechi Avid Hachi. From Statman Tanase, this is intimidation 101. I mean, you're making this person feel inferior. Psychologically, he now is Yodai Ala Tachtoin, and as a result, it can impact his ability to argue on behalf of himself in court. Said you have a right. Had Rapapa, so Bishlam Elishliach Bezdin, okay, maybe he was an Amoris. But how did Rapapa have a right to watch this happen? V'lo micha bei rabbanon, how do you have a right not to be moich? Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Meimar amar iyu ha'usfin shliach hudam lo mefayis minoy. He didn't think it was going to be an issue because at the end of the day, he himself is not the one that did it. And being that he himself is not the one that did it, he didn't think Rapapa, would have any feelings towards him. Meaning, if Rapapa thought that the person was going to think, that the Shliach was acting on Rapapa's behalf, it would have intimidated him. But the fact that the Shliach Bezdin kicked him and told him to stand, as long as he wasn't feeling it from the Dayan himself, from Rapapa, then you don't have this chashash that maybe psychologically he's going to be impacted with this statman mile. One final Gemara of Amr Rav Barafu, Haitzum Rav Barafu, Amr 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 with the Dayan, right? The Chavrusas, they talk and learning, they have a Seder, they have a Kfiyas, they learn together. So, Loi Liktim Tzum Rabban of Alesov. You know, it's not nice for the Amoritz to walk into court and he sees the Dayan together with his counterparty sitting with shtenders and coffees and Birch Shmuels. It's just not geschmack, because you're going to intimidate this person. Because even though really all they're doing is learning together, but it looks a little bit like maybe they're working out, you know, exactly how the Din Torah is going to play itself out. But the Gemara said, that's only true if they don't have a daily kfiyos to be together at this particular time. But let's say they do have a kfiyos, less one, but you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if everyone knows that there's a kfiyos, then you don't have to be so worried about it. It's only if there's no kfiyos that you have to worry about it. So before we end, and there's so many more Geshmaka Gemaras coming tomorrow and in the coming days, but before we end, just one other piece of hashtag light read. And that is, so we had here a pasuk, Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael. The Gemara learned from here a halacha regarding how Bezdin is supposed to conduct themselves in court. You can't be partial, even if one is a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter. You can't be partial to one of the Baledinim in a court setting. Dovar Acha, the Gemara said, Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecho, Hevidon Es Chavercho Lekav Schos. It's a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah of Vav. Hevidon Es Chavercho Lekav Schos. It's learned out from a Pasuk. Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecho. At first glance, it would seem that this idea that he's supposed to be done a person Lekav Schos is a din da'iraisa. It sounds like it's a mitzvah say da'iraisa. Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecho is a din da'iraisa. I mean, at first glance, it sounds like this is a real din Torah. In fact, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah kufayin zayin. Hu shenitztavu hadayonim, lahashvayiz bein balidinim, v'shiyeh nishma kol echo mehem v'orich dvarav oikotzoyram. V'u amra yisala b'tzedek tishpa nam yisecho, uva hapirush besefra, ar gemara, shalaya echad medaber kol tzarchav echad oim lakatzer dvarecha. Says the Rambam, the Pasuk says, Betzedek Tishpeit HaMisecho, it's the 177th mitzvah saseh in the Torah. We learn from there that Bezdin can't be partial to one party. You can't tell one person to stand and the other person to sit. One person, you can be Meirich, the other person has to be Mekatzer. Says the Rambam, V'zois achas min hakavonois shekoylu lalei matziv hazeh. But really, even though that's the pshat that I'm mentioning now, it's really one of many pshatim in this Pasuk, one of many halachas that's learned out from this Pasuk. And the Rambam goes through some of them. And then at the end he says, V'yesh by oid, another halacha you learn from this pasuk, She'ra'u lodon es chaveru lekaf schus, V'lo yifarish maisa v'dvarav, Elo l'toyva chesed. Then this pasuk, there's a makar, B'tzedek tishpet amisacha. The Rambam say from mitzvahs doesn't mention mitzvahs asei derabonans. He mentions mitzvahs asei derayses. Doesn't mention asmachtas. These are real dine derayses. And the Rambam says, B'tzedek tishpet amisacha, one of the kavonis of the pasuk is, Hevidon es chaveru lekaf schus. So at first glance it would seem to be a mafurish Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's no ambiguity. The Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah asei da'iraisa to be done a person kaf schos. A little scary. Stating that is another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Day is Perikei Halacha Zayin. The Rambam's talking about how a Talmud Chacham should conduct himself. Listen to Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam. Talmud Chacham lo yehet soyek v'tzoveach b'shas diburei ki behemes u'kechayas. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't talk like a behem and a chaya. V'lo yagbi ha'koyla b'yoyis shouldn't yell too loud. Eli diburei b'nachas and kol habriyoyis. U'keshe yedaber b'nachas, when he speaks b'nachas, yuzor shlo yisrachik ad she'yira ki divrei gasi aruch. Don't speak too benachas, because that's already mechsi ki yuara. That already looks like gaiva. Additionally, umaktim l'sholoim kolodam, you should give everybody sholom aleichem, kidei she'yirucha noicha himenu. A Talmud Chacham has to go out of his way to be nice to everybody. You have to be makdim sholoi. It comes with responsibilities. V'danes kol adam l'kaf schus, says the Rama. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to be careful. You have to be danes kol adam l'kaf schus. Mesaper b'shvach haveroi. V'inoi mesaper b'gnusai klal. Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. So the Rambam has a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to conduct himself. He shouldn't yell kebehemus v'chayos, eli dibure benachas and abrios, benat tu benachas, because then it really looks like gaiva. He should be makdim shalom to every person, kidei she'erucha noiche emenu. He should be danes kolodom lekav schus. You should be mesaper b'shvach haveri, and mesaper b'gnusay, and you should be an oyev shalom b'roidev shalom. These are not halachas that a person needs to do from a Shulchan Aruch standpoint. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Deis, and he's talking about how a Talmud Chacham, because of the responsibility that he has to conduct himself. And Toich Dvarov, the Rambam says, you should be done as kolodom l'chavs chos. Freik the Chafetz Chaim, and Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That he doesn't understand. L'chur, the Rambam was soyser himself. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, it's a mitzvah saseh day reisa. Mitzvah saseh day reisa don't only apply to Talmud Chachamim. They apply to every yid. Every yid, the second he becomes bar mitzvah, is obligated to keep 613 mitzvahs. And if that is called the Kavschus, is a mitzvah, I say, deraisa, then how is it possible that the Rambam brings it over here when he's discussing the halachos, when he's discussing the halachos of Talmid Chachamim? The emes is, if you look in the Rambam in Ovis, when they're on this Mishnah, Hevidanus Kalodim Kavschus, so the Rambam, I don't have it in front of me, but he says it's midarkei hachasidus. It's midarkei hachasidus for a person to be danes kolodom l'chav schos. So again, freik to chavetz chayim. How do you reconcile this apparent steer in the Rambam? And not just that, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara learned it from inside the tishbet samisecha. Says to chavetz chayim, you have to say that not all situations are the same. Not all scenarios were created equally. There are times that there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to be done a person l'chav schos, and then there's times where there's no mitzvah saseh deiraisa to be done a person l'chav schos, but rather it's only midarkei hachasidus or maybe a Talmud Chacham should do it, but really there won't be an obligation on the Eraisa level to be done a person with Kafskos. What does it depend on? It depends on how many hoops you have to jump through in your head in order to be able to be done a person with Kafskos. For example, if you see an Adam Kosher that does something, and there's a Shaiva, did he do something good or did he do something bad? So if you know that this person has a cheskes kashrus, you have a chiyuv deiraisa to be done this person l'kavschos. Even if it's a nishbeinani, sometimes you'll have a chiyuv deiraisa. Let's say he's a bad person, you know he always does averus, and then there won't be a chiyuv deiraisa. Either way, you have to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch of danes chaver l'kavschos. If you want to see the Maror Makim, it's in Chafetz Chaim Psichas Essen Ois Gimel, where he goes through some of the halachas and he's mayrich and ber mayim chaim. But the bottom line is that there are times where there is a chiyuv deiraisa to be done a person l'kavschos, and there are times where there's in fact no chiyuv deiraisa to be done a person l'kavschos. We'll just end with one unbelievable Maril Diskin. Reb Shua Leib, Maril Diskin, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. It's on the Pasuk, B'tzedek Tishbet Amisech, on this Pasuk. And he brings Chazal, he brings Ar Gemar, Shvuas Taflamen Amad Aleph, that says, Havidan es chavercho v'kavschos, and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs brings that it's a mitzvah's essay deiraisa. So he talks a little bit about this idea of dan es chaver v'kavschos, and he begins the discussion with a question. He says, being dan a person v'kavschos very often forces a person to lie, to himself at least, because sometimes you see something and it just seems pretty obvious that this person did something bad. Okay, so you'll be dan the person l'kavschos, right? The Velt says, B'shem the Kotzker Rebbe, that why did Hashem create a kruma cup? For the mitzvah to be dan a person l'kavschos. Because sometimes you have to have a kruma cup. The problem is, the Torah is telling you to have a kruma cup? Doesn't it go against so much of what we know as upgehitin yidin, that we have to be anshei emes? That's what we need to be. And all of a sudden, we have a mitzvah that we're supposed to imbue sheker inside of us. It seems very, very schwer. Says the Rabbi Shua Leiv, a tover nifla. He says, you know what the real tiefkeit? You know why it's so important to be down a person with kafschos? He says, because the number one reason that people do wrong things, the number one reason people do averus is because they see other people doing it. When a person sees that people around him are lax in certain things, it makes it much easier for him to be lax in it. Meaning, if you were in an area where, let's say, nobody talked during davening, you'd be the only person, it'd be very hard to do it. It just wouldn't be something that's easy to do. If you're in a kehila where everybody learns, you're going to be the one batlin that doesn't open a gemara? It's going to be a very hard thing to do. But when you see other people doing these same things, then it's not so hard because it creates an environment when this is somehow acceptable. See, he says that on a psychological level, what allows people to do the wrong thing, even though they know it's wrong, is because Noisen Rishus Zelazet, they see other people doing the wrong thing, and that somehow gives them the okay to do it. So says Rabbi Shua Leib, if you see a person doing something, It could be he's a good guy. It could be he's a bad guy. It's so important for you to be dan the person lekav schos. Because the moment you dan this person lekav chayva, now all of a sudden it tells you that there are other people doing these averis, and it's going to allow you to do this averis as well. People that walk around with this mindset, yeah, we live in a horrible generation, everyone just does terrible things, some sheikh tzaitin, right? When you walk around with that attitude, it makes it easier for you to do it. Very often, that's the negias. It's coming from that, but yeah, you want it to be a really, you know, crazy situation, because that makes it easier for you to be able to lie on your pillow at night and come to terms with the things that you do or the things that you don't do that you know you're supposed to do. But if you had the sense, ki kol eidu kulam kedoshim, that everybody around you is doing the right thing, it'd be much harder for you to. So he says, that's the oimik of danes chaver lekav schos. A person shouldn't walk around saying that we live in this horrible generation where everybody's terrible. Because you know what you're doing? You're subconsciously giving your own yetzahara, you're feeding your own koyach hataiva. That's what you're doing. To the walk away, fuck it, I'll just read you one paragraph, the last one. The umuvan ois aleph, the chazal yo'atznu lodon lekav schos, leman lo yimotze lonu pesach bilvavenu. Lifroitz geder aboishas v'kashen nachkoik alivaveinu shekulam tzadikim. When a person is going to engrave inside his heart that no, we don't live in a messed up generation. To the contrary, kulam tzadikim eichocha ye'orev achakach lachdiach tavshiloi. How's he going to be able to have to go and spoil his own food? Loikein kashen yimotze b'chalecha shemetz v'doifei. But when people always find chesroinus in other people, ki'ozu olu likosh l'chas v'shalom, the ein moshel berucha.